It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community and communities everywhere. President Biden yesterday made remarks on lowering healthcare costs and protecting while strengthening Medicare and Social Security. We got to talk to a senior White House official, Shaquita Brooks-LaSure, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. How are you doing today, sis?
I am so great, and I'm really excited to be able to talk to you today.
Yes, because a big cost and big concern for a lot of people, particularly our seniors, the cost of prescription drugs, and reducing that has been the administration's one of their top priorities. Tell us how the Inflation Reduction Act addresses that, because the president touched on that yesterday.
The Inflation Reduction Act is really a game changer when it comes to our ability to lower prescription drug costs. There are things that are going to take place every year to really lower costs. The first that we're really excited about is lowering the cost of insulin. So yes. Starting next year in January, seniors who are enrolled in Medicare drug plans will be able to get their insulin, a monthly supply for each insulin prescription for $35 a month.
Wow.
And I think when I just... So many people in our community are suffering from diabetes, dependent on insulin, as well as families being a relative with diabetes. So that's one of the first things that really is changing in terms of drug costs for seniors.
And so many people skip out on important medication, even for treating things like cancer because they can't afford it, but capping the cost. And tell me if I'm right, the cap should be about $2,000 a year?
That's right. So each year new, there are going to be additional benefits. So next year is are the insulin changes and also getting vaccines free. So shingles. Mm-hmm. Which people over 50 should get their shingles vaccine. That will now be free as well. The year after that, there's going to be a cap on catastrophic costs. So right now there is no cap, no matter how much you spend on prescription drugs, but there will be one the next year. And then 2 years from now, so in 2025, drug costs will be capped at $2,000. And you know, just talking with people around the country, this is one of the biggest things I hear about people who continue to work to pay for their spouse's drug costs. And so this cap of it's only $2,000 out of pocket, as you said, just so important.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to address real quickly that he also touched on, you know, protecting Medicare. That is so crucial. But his friends, as he says on the other side of the aisle, want to put it on the chopping block, repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. Can we make it clear how that would really, really impact people we love in our communities, like seniors and those who are already financially disadvantaged?
I can't say how much I hear from people across the country about how much affording health care is so important to them. Across this country, there are people who choose between paying for food, paying their rent, and getting prescription drugs or other health care needs met. And it's so crucial that we continue to lower, that we have the ability to lower costs. So whether it's in the Medicare program with prescription drugs, now, we also, as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, Medicare has authority to negotiate to make sure we can get better prices for people, whether it's the Affordable Care Act and making sure that people can get coverage so that they can afford to go to the doctor, take their kids to the doctor. It's so crucial that we have these programs in place that have been passed over the last decade or so by the Obama administration and now by the Biden-Harris administration that are working so hard to make sure that people have affordable coverage.
Absolutely. And protect Social Security. I've been working since 16. I want all my coins later in life. Thank you so much, White House senior official Shaquita Brooks-LaSure, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We appreciate you informing our audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you.